Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are looking at Erevin 44, talking about never leaving our being. Rav Shimi Bar Chiya says, this is what it means. The phrase in question the Gemara is talking about is an elaboration of the first ruling of the Mishnah, which refers to a person who has in fact gone out of his tichum, out of his boundary, and has received a new tichum. The Mishnah now teaches that if the new tichum area that the sages awarded him partially overlapped his original tichum, it as if he never left his original tichum, meaning he returns to his original tichum and resumes the full use of it. And the Gemara explains, since the new tichum and the notes to which he is now entitled enables him to reach his old tichum, he returns there and resumes that tichum, as Rashi explains. What I want to key in on is the idea of as if he never left. Sometimes we do a study, we do learning something and we let it go and we come back to it and it feels like we never left, but we should be careful and realize that things will leave us. The Pirkei Avos explains that if you forget your Mishnah, you forget your learning, somebody's mischayv minafsha. That's if you didn't take any way to try to retain it, but you have to do what you can. Of course, if you forgot it without intending to, you're not liable. But in general, we should make sure to constantly review our things. That's why the idea of the Daf Yomi is amazing. You do a Daf a day in 7.5 years, but the next day, they don't say, you did such a good job, give yourself a pat on the back, we're going to take a 3-week hiatus, we're going to take a 3-month hiatus. You worked so hard for 7.5 years, give it up. Let's take a break. Let's take a vacation. No. The next day starts Brachos Bet. After we finish the whole Daf Yomi cycle, we shall be Zocha to do it again and again and again. After we finish the whole Daf Yomi cycle, the next day it starts again, because we want it to be as if it never left us and if it doesn't leave us. And that's why the idea of vacation doesn't make sense. And of course, I myself am guilty of this. When we go on quote-unquote vacation, it's not vacation from Torah, God forbid. It's not vacation from learning, God forbid. It's not vacation from tefillah, from davening, God forbid. It might be vacation from your worldly responsibilities, your earthly responsibilities, your house responsibilities, but of course you'll have responsibilities in your hotel or whatever house you're renting or the like, but it's giving us a different pace. But we don't give up that Torah, God forbid. We have it come with us every day. Daf Yomi is every day. Parsha we're supposed to look at in some form. Really, Steinmaker is the best, but even if you get those daily emails like I do, we're supposed to look at it every day. It should be as if it never left us. That's why we're supposed to be Koveya Itim La Torah. We should set aside time every day, even if it's 5 minutes, Allah has come of a comma if it's hours, but even an hour or whatever, you listen to a podcast like I listen to the Daf with Rabbi Rosner, we should have it said to us every day, because one of the questions will be asked after 120 years is, Kavata Itim La Torah, did you set aside time for Torah? We want to all be able to say, yes, I set aside time for Torah. I made time for Torah. I was good to my family. I was good for my work, but I was very good to Torah. I always made sure to carve out time in my day to have Torah. We want it to be, as the Gemara says, as if he never left his original tichum. We want the Torah to be as if it never left us. That's why we go through the parshas again and again. After Simchas Torah, we start up Horatius right away. We go through all of Nach and Ksuvim and Tehillim. We go through again and again. We start over, reviewing constantly in and out of our souls, in and out of our being, because we want the Torah as much as possible, as much as we can. We should make sure that it is as if it never left us and it's always with us wherever we go. So even if you finish something, go back to it, review it again, do it again and again. That's why the whole idea of the Pirkei Avos show also, we do it every season, Bli Neder, as long as Hashem lets us, hopefully for many years and Me'avas Mishana, because even though the Mishnahs we've done a few times, there's always new commentary, there's always new lessons to learn, and it's my favorite sefer by far. There's always what to learn. And Daf Yomi also, we do it every day. Bli Neder, we try to do it because there's always what to learn. We don't want it to leave us. Parsha 2, OT 2, Lecture Series 2. We want to do it all the time as if the Torah never leaves us. Just as the Gemara talks about, as if he never left, so too we should all be Zochem that we do Torah all the time, constant review it as if it never leaves us, God forbid. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 45 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.